Peace out.
This is Peace Out, stories for calming down and relaxation. Our stories are a mix of yoga, mindfulness, and imagination. We combine those, as well as some fun facts and stories, to help us relax. We also talk about being kind and our emotions. My name is Chanel, and I wanted to start today by sharing a new safe space recording that one of our listeners sent in. Here's Lillian.
Hi, my name is Lillian, and I'm 5 years old. And my safe space is when I am at my bedroom. My calm space is a home, and my happy place is with my favorite bunny little deity. Thanks, and bye.
Lillian, you are so lucky to have so many places where you feel safe, calm, and happy. Your bunny sounds very sweet, and so do you. Thanks so much for sending in your recording. Here's one more from Karina. She writes, "Hi, my name is Karina. My safe space is in my bedroom. I am also safe when I listen to your podcast." Wow, thank you, Karina. We are honored that you feel safe when you're listening to Peace Out. Let us know how you feel after today's story. Speaking of today's story, let's get right to it. What do you know about meteors? We'll get back to that after the countdown. We always start with the calm down countdown. Taking deep breaths help our minds and bodies relax by bringing in more oxygen. It helps our bodies lower stress, circulate our blood better, and makes our hearts beat more regularly. Let's imagine that we're astronauts about to rocket into space again. If you want, close your eyes. Imagine that you're wearing a helmet that goes over your head and in front of your face. You can feel a bit of the weight on your shoulders. There's a breathing apparatus attached to it, so you can breathe even when you're in space and there's no oxygen. It makes your breathing sound different, and it feels different too. Try cupping your hands together and putting it lightly over your nose and mouth, covering them, your hands just touching your face. Take a few deep breaths in here and notice how it sounds, how it feels. Now put your hands back down. Take a couple of deep breaths and notice how your breathing sounds now, how it feels now. Good. We've got our astronaut suits on too. What color is your suit? Mine is my favorite color, green. We are also wearing heavy boots on our feet. Can you feel them weighing your feet down? If you're sitting, sit up tall. Lift your heart towards space. Lift your chin so that it is parallel to the ground. You can place your hands in your lap or on your knees. If you're lying down, do a quick top-to-toes body scan and notice where your body feels tight or uncomfortable. Shift around if you need to get more comfortable. I'm going to count down from 10, like a countdown to lift off. Try this. Every time I say a number, breathe in through your nose. Breathe out in between the numbers. Ready? 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We made it to space. What do you see? Wait, what's that? There's a small dot that you can see out of the corner of your eye. It's getting bigger and bigger. It looks like a rock. It's still coming closer, but it looks like it will just pass right in front of us. This rock is about the size of a basketball. Oh, there it is. You can see the rocky exterior, the outside, with sharp bumps and craters all over it. As it passes by slowly in front of you, you can reach out and touch it as it goes by. It's rocky and rough, very bumpy. What we just saw was a meteoroid, or rocky debris in space. Debris means loose, natural material, usually rock or sand, that is scattered around. So think of meteoroids as space rocks. Most meteoroids are about the size of a pebble, but can even be as tiny as a speck of dust or as big as a car. Between the planets Jupiter and Mars, there's an asteroid belt. Scientists think that these large, rocky asteroids were either pieces of a planet that broke up a long, long time ago, or pieces that were not able to come together to form a planet. Most meteoroids were a part of a larger asteroid that collided, that crashed into another asteroid, causing pieces to break off, which then become meteoroids. Some meteoroids are even from the moon or from Mars. Many are even made up of metal like iron and nickel. Let's stand up now. We're going to do a balancing pose right now. Choose one foot and make sure it's planted on the ground. Now you're going to lift your other knee up. Stretch your arms out to keep yourself balanced. Now pretend that someone has placed a pebble on your knee. You have to keep very still to make sure it doesn't fall off. If you want an extra challenge, make sure your standing leg is steady and planted into the ground like a strong tree trunk, and then slowly, slowly start opening your knee to the side. Make sure your pebble is still on your knee, and now bring it back to the middle and pick up the pebble and set your foot down. Give that leg a shake. We're going to try that on our other leg now. When you're ready, plant your leg to the ground, strong and steady. Lift your other knee up and place your pebble on top. Stretch out your arms and find your balance. When you're ready, you can start opening your knee to the side. Be careful that your pebble doesn't fall. And now come back to center and pick up your pebble. Bring your foot down and shake that leg out. Well done. You balanced so well. Are you still holding on to your pebble? Open your palm and watch it slowly float away from you and into space. Who knows? Maybe it will make its way down to Earth one day and fall into our atmosphere. When a meteoroid falls through the Earth's atmosphere, it starts to heat up and glow. Then it's called a meteor. If you've ever seen a shooting star, you're actually seeing a meteor falling to Earth. Swing your arms up high in the air, reach up to the stars. Let's pretend we're a meteoroid in space. There's the Earth below us, and we're falling down towards it. Start to bend forward slowly and reach your toes if you can. Keep your knees bent a little. We're passing through the Earth's atmosphere and heating up, and we're glowing now. Now, we're a meteor. Let's try that again. Raise yourself up just a little, hands on your knees. You're still looking down, and your back is straight and parallel to the ground so that you look like an upside down L. And fall down to the earth again, meteors, reaching your toes. Let's raise ourselves up halfway to that upside down L again and breathe in, hands on your knees. And now breathe out and fall down to earth, touching your toes or the ground. One more time. Breathe in and lift halfway up, making that upside down L shape. Now breathe out and fall back down to earth. Let's move down to the ground now. Sit on your knees. Sit up tall. Now, if you want, stretch open your knees. Let's all lean down onto the ground, either over our knees or in between them. Reach forward with your hands and let your forehead rest on the ground. Or you can also rest it on your hands or fists, whichever feels better. And let's just be here, silent and breathing in and out for a couple of moments. When there is rocky or metal-like debris, remember, think loose, scattered rocks and dust, in our solar system, it's called a meteoroid. Space rocks. When a meteoroid passes through our Earth's atmosphere and heats up and begins to glow, it's called a meteor. Then, if the meteor hits the Earth, it becomes known as a meteorite. And if you're lucky, you might just find a meteorite, and then you'd be holding a piece of space in your hands, maybe even a piece of the moon or of Mars. Take a deep breath in here, and as you breathe out, stretch a little farther, sink a little deeper. Make any adjustments you need to be more comfortable. Now, take another deep breath in and let it out. Since we're done exploring space today, astronauts, we are going to come back down to Earth. One more time, breathe in and breathe out. 3, 2, 1, and we're back on Earth. You can now stay in this pose if it's comfortable, or if you want, you can sit up. A meteorite is a tiny piece of space that has come down to Earth. While it most likely came from an asteroid, it could have also come from Mars or the Moon. Imagine how you would feel if you found a little piece of black rock and it turned out to be part of the Moon. You'd be standing on Earth, holding the Moon. That is incredible. Space rocks. And space rocks. It's so awesome how our entire universe is connected, isn't it? Let's remember that we are connected to everyone and everything in the universe as we leave and go on with our day. Let's remember that when we make choices, when we're talking to our friends, when we're angry at someone, we're all connected. And what we do and say is important and can hurt or help. So let's choose words and actions that are kind and helpful. And if you need help, remember that there are others who will be kind and helpful to you, like your parents, grandparents, friends, neighbors, teachers, caregivers, and maybe even someone you haven't met yet. Never be afraid to ask for help from the people you trust and who care about you. If you want to learn more about space rocks, asteroids, meteoroids, meteors, meteorites, check out the links in our episode description, including a couple of short videos explaining the differences. Until next time, peace out and peace within. Hey everyone, don't forget to subscribe to Peace Out on your podcast app so you never miss an episode. Peace Out was created and is narrated by Chanel Sang and is produced by Rob Griffiths at Bedtime FM. Thanks for listening.